What up, though, J&J fam? Appreciate the love. 10 years and counting. Giving the people what they want.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast family. Some people watch J&J, but the real ones listen to J&J every single day. And Mr. Rose.
What up, though?
One of the things I want to discuss with you is something we talked about yesterday. Something's been on my mind for about 7 of the last 10 years. And you want to talk about in the pod, which is growth for you. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know if you wanted to breach these kind of topics on the podcast. But one of the things that Jalen Rose is Jalen Rose is great at a lot of things. You're a great analyst. You're a great family man. Man of faith. You founded a school. You're just a great person all around. But you're not perfect. And one of the things that you're really, really bad at is, how do I explain? Estimating time. So when you tell me max 10, like everybody knows this. Everybody that works on the show knows this. Jalen will say max and then a number. But it's like you don't understand. You know what max stands for? Do you know what it's short for? Do you know? No, I'm serious.
Maximum.
Maximum, exactly. So when you say max 10, that means the maximum time in which I will see you or be there is 10 minutes. If you say max 10, you know what it translates to? 25. When you say, you'll be on the phone with somebody right before we do the show. The show takes about an hour to 90 minutes, right? And I can hear you because you've got a microphone on. You'll be like, oh, I'm about to do the show. I'll call you back in like 35, 45 minutes. I'm like, no. Why are you lying to the people? I was with you yesterday, and you're on the phone with somebody. Like, I'm about to get dinner with Jacoby. I'll call you back in like an hour. I'm like, we won't even have appetizers in an hour. Why do you do this? What is wrong with you?
Oh, man. So first off, I told the people on IG that I was going to hit back in 45 minutes.
Yes.
And you challenged me on that.
Yes.
I hit back in 45 minutes.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
55 minutes.
Well, it took me 10 minutes to get it to work.
55 minutes. So now you're not only are you bad at estimating time, now you're just lying into microphones.
I think part of it is CP time.
That's what it is, though. But like, here's the problem is when we discuss this, you're not like, you know what? You're right. I'll work on that. When we discuss it, you've got excuses. You've got reasons. You hem and haw.
The reasons that we're here.
Yesterday, you're like, all right, I'll meet you in 30 minutes. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, that's 50. I didn't even call until 45 minutes went by. And then when 45 minutes went by, you weren't ready. Like, what is it? What is this malfunction about you?
Well, no, but also sometimes I don't control my schedule.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
The things that I'm consuming or trying to get done do. So yesterday, for example, it was a lot going on. Renaissance Man podcast. Release every Thursday.
Dog, it's already done.
I needed to do another interview yesterday, too.
Okay. And what time did you say the interview was going to take?
With Molly from Insecure.
What time did you... What
it was
time?
An incredible interview. I'm a huge fan.
When you said to me, you said, I got to do this interview, I'll be done at 3:30, right? That's what you said, right? What time did I see you in the afternoon?
Maybe
5:30. But I know you well enough to know that these things don't bother me anymore. I'm like, I just know what it is. If Jay says 3:30, don't even check in until 4:15.
So let me tell you my entire schedule yesterday.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about what you had to do. Again, it's like excuses and stuff like that. That's what it is. It's just like, let me tell you how busy I was. I don't care. You said 3:30. I don't care what you did. I care what you told me. I don't care. I don't care what interviews you had or what podcast got released.
I went interview for Bill Russell.
Good for you.
Podcast on Netflix is coming out in September.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you. It's got nothing to do with my life. Said you could meet up at 3:30. But I know this. Like, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to explain to you this is a deficiency in your habits and your lifestyle that you should probably address.
Oh, man.
Is this cultural? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, man. It just, when you multitask, things get moved every 5, 10, 15, 20,
mm-hmm.
30 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just times get modified with so many things when they come up.
You know who I feel bad for? Michelle. I'm just your friend. You know what I mean? Like, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, that doesn't change my life. I don't care. But your executive assistant, Michelle, has to deal with this.
5 minutes, 10 minutes,
every,
10
minutes. She has to deal with this 365.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be crazy for her. Whatever you're paying her, pay her more. Please do. Jalen.
What up? Doe.
Gambling is legal in New York City. I can
welcome to New York City
right now. So I'm gonna give you the spreads.
Welcome to New York City.
This is my favorite weekend in the NFL schedule because we had six games last weekend. How many games were close at the end? Two, and they weren't even that competitive, to be honest with you. Like Dak Prescott, let me tell you something, Dak. If you spike the ball,
Dakota,
and you get the ball from the 30, you ain't scoring a touchdown. Nothing about what you did the previous 3 hours makes me confident on you with 1 second left from the 30.
He on social like, I cry, you cry, we cry together.
And the Raiders had a chance to tie the game at the end, but that was not really a close game either. But these four matchups are delectable. They are delicious. They are tantalizing. I can't wait for each and every one of them. And we'll start with the Bengals and the Titans. The Bengals are getting 3.5 points. 3.5 points against the Titans. Derrick Henry's a bit of a question mark. Burrow and Chase. Mixon. 3.5 points, Mr. Rose. Do you think the Titans are going to win this game by 4 points or more?
This is... I'm just happy that some new teams are in the mix. Legitimately. And this was Cincinnati's first playoff win in 31 years. And the Tennessee Titans endured losing Derrick Henry to still be in this position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's incredible to watch. And Higgins and Boyd as receivers been balling for the Bengals too.
Yep.
Like a plethora of weapons. But Joe Cool is that guy.
Love Joe Burrow.
He keep it thorough.
I love Joe Burrow.
You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. You say
3.5.
3.5.
Vegas is really good at making these lines. They make it just, it's like 3.5.
Hey, man, AJ Brown and Julio, they're just great route runners and physical specimens. You got Derrick Henry, who's an aerodynamic power back.
Aerodynamic?
Absolutely.
Aerodynamic?
Yeah, because
is
like
it just the dreadlocks in the back.
No, it's like almost like watching the vehicles change. You remember like cars used to have a lot of big metal.
Yeah, boxy.
Boxy.
Like we're old enough to remember like we used to have long cars. Like with a long long trunk and a long hood.
You could put people in the trunk to go to the movies, the drive-in in particular. With that being said, you know what? I'm taking Tennessee.
-3.5
at home.
I'm taking the Bengals in the points. Next matchup, 49ers-Packers. Packers are favored by 6 points. 6 points, Jalen Rose. See, I can see from your face, because I know you well, that you've got your pick, and then once you hear the spread, that's when you have to start thinking.
Yeah, man.
You've got your pick. You're like, oh, I'm picking the Packers. Then you hear 6 points.
Yeah.
Vegas is really good at this.
Yeah,
the
man.
People that set these lines know what they're doing. 6 points? That's a lot of points.
See, here's the thing. I'm glad Matt LaFleur.
LaFleur, LaFlash, Coach Kyle.
Is coaching against Kyle Shanahan. Because I've built this up all season and you know it. I want him to be discussed like McDermott with the Bills or McVay with the Rams. And a victory this weekend continues to get him closer to that. But Shanahan is going to run the ball. And Green Bay at times struggled to stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
multiple variations of how to run the ball as well. Deebo Samuels is just a beast.
I love him. And Mitchell, too. Mitchell's
and
back.
Mitchell was balling last week. So they, but Jimmy G, he threw them two picks. He missed a wide open receiver on a deep play.
Ayuk, yeah.
So I can't trust him. He was playing for both teams for a second. So with that being said, 6 points is a ton. Aaron Rodgers at home. Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones.
You look like you're struggling with this one.
Yeah, this is a tough one. You know what I'm going to do? I believe the offensive weaponry of the Packers takes too many points up, puts too many points up on the board. They are my pick, -6.
Jalen, I love drama. I love storylines. I love narratives. I love
up a guy's story.
I love having
tell.
A lot to talk about when we
Listen
sit in the studio and
story
do the show.
To tell.
And you know what would be really dramatic? The Packers lost at home in their first playoff game of the year. Because you know what the storyline is going to be on Monday when we sit in the studio?
Is Aaron Rodgers staying or going?
Is Aaron Rodgers staying or going? Just imagine if we have a similar loss to last year's NFC Championship game where there's some questionable coaching decisions, maybe some time management didn't go right. Let's imagine it's just an organizational breakdown. They lose by like 14. And Deebo Samuel runs for 100 and Mitchell runs for 75. The defense can't do anything about it. And Aaron Rodgers, do you know where he is? He got his helmet off on the sideline. You know why? Because there's 12 play drives that the 49ers are putting together. Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't even throw the ball past him 15 yards. Let's imagine that happens.
So when you talked about having their helmet off, where's Bosa's status? What's Bosa's status?
Bosa's likely to play from the latest report.
Okay.
I'll look it up again because
yeah,
I'm a serious
do.
Journalist.
Yeah.
I'm a serious journalist.
Yeah, you can say you're a serious journalist, but you're really a serious bettor. And before you put your money down, you better make sure you know if Bosa's playing or not. That's huge. That's why it's important sometimes to wait last minute to do the bet.
49ers poised to have Jimmy Garoppolo, Fred Warner, and Nick Bosa against the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Warner and Bosa back.
And sometimes they're late scratches.
Yeah.
But usually they get it out there, you know, 98% of the time pretty accurate. So 6 points, Bosa playing. I'm still riding with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I think that the Packers aren't just going to lose. I think they're going to lose big, and we're going to be talking about will Aaron Rodgers stay with the team.
Nah.
I think he stays with the team because there's no better opportunity for him out there. Like, where's he go? Answer
all
this
right.
question.
All
if
right.
he's leaving, where's he going?
When you see Aaron Rodgers, what song do you think of?
When I see Aaron Rodgers, what song do I think of? Oh, yeah. look at the wrist. look at the wrist. He doesn't even move his body when he throws the ball 40 yards downfield.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
Look at the wrist.
Do it like this. Look at the flick of the wrist.
That's what I think of every time I see him throw the ball. He'll roll right and throw the ball 50 yards to his left downfield and hit the receiver on stride and not even and just flick his wrist.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
When it comes to like straight up arm talent, like Tom Brady doesn't have nearly the arm talent that Aaron Rodgers has.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
There's no one with the accuracy and the flick of the wrist. Like
look
Aaron
at the flick of the wrist.
You love that. I don't even know what song that's from. I really don't. I just heard it before. I'm taking all underdogs, by the way. All underdogs. And I'm like, money line. Heavy. Get my money. Next, Bills Chiefs. I mean, this game's already over. Bills won by 21. I don't know if you know this. Game's already over. They played it. It's over. Mahomes threw two picks. You know that? He threw two picks. Poyer got a pick. High got a pick. It's over.
We had our senior Bills correspondent on this week.
Butcher's coming.
He's going to the game.
Griselda in the building in Arrowhead. You know what?
Back-to-back years.
They went to the game last year in Arrowhead. They're not trying to make that trip and come home with an L again. Because that flight, I don't even know if they have a direct flight from Kansas City to Buffalo. That flight's got to be sad on the way home.
How's your shoulder doing, buddy? You got indoctrinated into Bill's Mafia.
You remember when Penny the Butcher said a few things? One thing he did say, if they're going to the Super Bowl, he's breaking a table. So they're going to the Super Bowl.
But what about this scenario that you laid out?
Talk to me.
You laid out a scenario that may get Jalen and Jacoby back to Orchard Park.
Back to Buffalo.
Can you please paint this scenario for me again, sir?
Very rarely do you have a home game and then a road game and then a home game in the playoffs. It has to break a certain way. A low seed has to cut through a couple high seeds. The Bengals have the potential to do just that. If the Bengals beat the Titans in Tennessee, remember, they're the 7 seed. Mm-hmm. And the Bills, who are the 3 seed, beat Kansas City, who's mm-hmm. the 2 seed. All of a sudden, the higher seed hosts the game. So it's 3 and the 7. Mm. Who's the 3 seed, Mr. Rose?
Buffalo.
And then that means they're going to be hosting the AFC Championship game in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And if that is the case...
You remember last time we went to a Buffalo Bills game?
I do.
To a Conway the Machine show.
First of all, we got to find that
West Side
Uber driver.
Gun was there.
What was her name? Stacy or whatever.
Armani Caesar was there.
We pull up. It's a 1 o'clock game. We pull up at like 11, thinking like we got plenty of time to tailgate. Not the case. We were 4 hours late to that tailgate. We get out the car. We start walking around. I've only had like a couple adult beverages. It's 11 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Only a couple.
Yeah, I've only had
it's
a couple.
It's 11 in the morning.
11 in the morning. So I've only had a couple so far. Get out the Uber. The first thing Jalen says, who got a table? Who got a table? I was like, Jay, let me warm up.
Like KRS-One at a stage show. Let's get right to it.
I was like, let me have a wing or something, dog. Let me have a wing. Let me have one flat. Nope. Who got a table? Lady comes up to us. I got you. She brings out the table. Jalen's got soup. No buffalo wings. No beers. Jalen's got a soup.
The gentleman had a nice, large, life-size.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
He had the big pot that you cook collard greens in.
No question. I was yo, it was smelling
give
all
me some
good.
Of that.
I was definitely
it was
trying
raining
to get
out.
It was raining outside too. I needed that. That was clutch. They showed us so much love. We forever
grateful. Let's go back. That's what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting
for
Bills.
We need that to happen.
We gotta go back.
We need that to happen.
We gotta go back. And I don't care how cold it is. I'll wear some long johns.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the final game that we're gonna pick, Rams Bucks. I got the Rams. I got the Rams winning this one easily.
David Jacoby, Rams winning this one
easily.
Easily. You didn't
easily.
Stutter.
Easily.
You didn't hesitate.
Easily.
You thought about this.
Sorry, Tom Brady. Tom Brady, I hate to say this, he might not finish the game. Tom Brady, great at stepping up in the pocket. Not great at leaving the pocket. Not a lot of escapability. He ain't Kyler Murray back there. He's my age. Jalen, what is your least favorite thing to do in the world that is also a season?
What is it?
Your least favorite thing to do in the world that is also a season?
My least favorite thing to do in the world that is also a season?
Also a season. Comes after summer.
Fall on the ground.
Fall. Jalen Rose hates to fall.
Fall on the ground.
You know why? Because you're old. You know what Tom Brady doesn't want to do? Fall on the ground.
No.
He doesn't want to get hit.
He's not going to be able to do it.
You know what Von Miller wants to do? You know what Aaron Donald wants to do?
Get him on the ground.
Hit Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if they hit him right after he releases the ball, still hurts.
Well, here's the thing. Styles P once said it.
What'd he say?
But my guy, Kyler, respect me like Pesci. If rap was hockey, I'd be Gretzky, Puffin Nestle. The way they got after him makes me worry about my guy, fellow Michigan Wolverine, Tom Brady.
The problem with Tom Brady is y'all went to Michigan at the same time.
He was sharing time with Drew Henson, a substitute quarterback that ended up going in the 6th round. Google Tom Brady's combine video. He's still out here playing.
I think he's still running the 40 from the combine.
Yes.
He hasn't finished it yet.
Yes, he's still out here playing. But the beauty of this game, and the reason why I'm pretty sure you made it last but certainly not least, the superstar weaponry everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? Where you want to start?
No, there's going to be like seven people in this game that were in the cover of Madden.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Odell got his first TD catch in the playoffs.
Your namesake?
Jalen Ramsey. You know he going to make some plays.
Gronk.
Gronk going to catch.
People forget, Gronk retired.
Seven catches.
He retired.
100 yards. You know he getting at least one TD.
Oh, I bet Gronk one TD.
You know what I'm saying?
That was the easiest bet I had out there.
What about Cooper Kupp? He only led the league in reception yards, receiving.
You know what they didn't?
And TDs.
Didn't even feature him last week.
Well, I know.
Didn't even need to.
What about Matthew Stafford? Got his first playoff win.
We're calling him a star?
That's why I'm going to just keep throwing names out there. I was going to see where you stop me.
Von Miller.
You hitting the brakes?
Aaron Donald.
So hold on. You hit the
brakes?
Okay. But you hit the brakes on Matthew Stafford. But you picked the Rams.
Vontae David.
So you relying a lot on Akers, too. He was out there physical last weekend. Anytime you could. Hey, man.
You got the Bucks in this one? You know what the spread is? Let me tell you. -2.5.
-2.5?
Bucks,
I'm going Rams.
I'm going Rams, too.
I'm going Rams.
I'm going all underdogs. I'm going to bet the spread and the money line.
I'm going Rams on this one.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Sean McVay.
So I've got
Bruce Arians, the Kango kid, Todd Bowles should be a head coach. Hit the brakes. Why right now? Right now, right now. Am I not looking at the bottom of the ticker and seeing Eric Bieniemy is a candidate for all of these vacant NFL jobs? What else he got to do? Let's talk about the job that Eric Bieniemy has.
Okay.
What offense does he lead?
Chiefs.
Okay. What's the most important position in football?
Quarterback.
Okay, let's talk about the development of the Chiefs quarterback. What is his name?
Patrick Mahomes.
How good is he?
Very good. Former MVP.
Is he the best quarterback in the game?
No.
Is he in the conversation?
Yes.
Is he a Super Bowl champion?
Yes.
Is he the MVP?
Yes.
Okay. Is he the guy that's throwing the ball underhanded and creating plays that you haven't seen before?
See, that part right there is what gets me. It's not that he's running a traditional offense and Mahomes' talent is getting them all the yards and the success.
Talk to me.
They scheme.
Talk to me.
Is getting them all of the yards and the success. It's like,
talk to me.
When you watch like a Kyler Murray or even a Josh Allen, shout out to Dable, no shots. But like when you watch those two, they create on their own outside of what was planned in the huddle. Mahomes doesn't do that as much because what was planned in the huddle is always so successful. And that is the plan of whom?
Eric Bieniemy. Did you see Travis Kelce catch a TD last week?
Yes.
Did you see him throw one last week?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
They're just playing around.
Okay. They're trying stuff.
Jalen.
I'm taking Buffalo.
I am so excited for this weekend. And I'm excited for Monday because we get to talk about what happened this weekend. It's such an honor to do this show. It's such an honor to have you listening to this show. People watch Jalen and Jacoby. We love them. People that listen to Jalen and Jacoby, that's family. Appreciate you, podcast listeners. We will be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
We're not done. We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once said, we are not done. Got to give the